It is time now for...
It's the non-COVID-19 break of the day.
Yes, as we take a break.
Mostly
here, and dive in to the rest of the story when it comes to this Tiger King everybody is talking about. If you do not know the Netflix special. Oh, Joe Exotic, the Tiger King. Yes, I'm going to watch it in full starting this afternoon.
I hope so, please.
Monday, I'll have a full
review. Then you can be on my level.
There you go. which punchline would you like there? But the interesting Dallas Morning News article. I got to give props to them on all of this. And if you're in the Arlington area, you know about Joe Exotic already. And have for quite some time. Oh, yes.
Okay. Now, we know he's in the Fort Worth Federal Prison.
Yes, about 13 minutes southeast of where we currently are broadcasting right now. But long before all of this, Joe Exotic, even before the name Joe Exotic, he was Joe Schreibvogel, the Arlington pet store
owner. His name is impossible to...
Goes by either Joe Exotic or his actual married name, Joseph Maldonado Passage.
Right.
Or Passage. I'm not sure.
It's
which.
Passage.
I wondered if...
See, if you'd seen it, you'd know
little,
that.
Trying to give it some flair, okay?
Like he needs flair.
Well, of course, you know, as you said, he has been around the North Texas area since as early as... Well, he graduated from Pilot Point High School.
Yeah, see, I didn't know that. I didn't know he had Texas roots. I thought he grew up in Oklahoma.
Grew up and graduated in 82. And then was named in 1987 police chief of Eastvale, Texas, which is a small Denton County town. It's actually been consolidated into the colony, by the way.
When
so
did
it's
he
not
get
really
a
even
law enforcement.
Well,
it, license.
At the time it was about 700 people, east shore of Louisville Lake. I mean, poor budget, very, you know, bare bones operation. And, of course, he butted heads with everybody there.
Well, this explains a lot, because he does have an affinity for wearing uniforms. And you're wondering, where did these uniforms come from? I mean, like, first responder type uniforms.
So he got injured in a drug bust.
Okay.
Got put in a leg brace, said he was in a coma for like 9 days, went to Florida to recover, and that's how he initially got to Florida.
No, he wasn't in Florida. He was in Oklahoma.
Oh, no. That's where they...
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's been all, of course he's got Florida in his blood. I mean, there's no way he didn't have some Florida in him.
Okay, he does wear a leg brace, so that makes sense, too.
Came back.
That was never addressed in the show.
In the early 90s, worked as a security guard in the Roundup Saloon in Dallas's Oak Lawn neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where he met Brian, his first partner. And they moved to Arlington together, and they started up Pet Safari.
Okay.
And here's where Arlington comes in. That first pet store right there, Fielder Plaza, by the way.
Okay,
that's
I know where
common.
That is.
Yeah. So this was the summer of 93. He was at the target of all these mysterious, like, larcenies and burglaries and whatnot. And Arlington PD was like, after a while, wait a minute, this doesn't jive. This something's weird with this.
Oh, he was saying that he kept getting broken into.
Yes.
Okay.
And then he started going after the city council and back and forth, back and forth. Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah.
And it finally all fell apart after he named it Super Pets after a while. Dun, dun, dun. Thank you, Super Pet. Well, there was the emu incident of February 1999. I won't go into that because that makes me upset. But that's basically what shoved him up to Oklahoma and that sanctuary there. And that's where he got there. So it was a pretty heavy swim and fight for decades.
Okay.
Here in North Texas and predominantly Arlington. So those that are in Arlington, you knew about Joe Exotic far before anybody did.
We would so love to hear any stories you might know of.
Please. And I'm still working on trying to get that collect call prison interview. Joe Exotic. We're waiting. Tick tock, tick tock. One more. Thank you.